Hey, this is Nellisaur. You are listening to Verbally Challenged.
We had a great time. Like, but listen, it's not about mugging or being an ass. It's just like, I just don't give a fuck what people think. Like, yeah. Get fake until you make it, man. You know what I mean?
Breath, you wind it. So if I could just get 15 minutes in, which I think was only like a couple miles at that time, 15 minutes, not even a couple, probably like a mile and a half, close to two. But if I can get that in, then I'm like, okay, cool. And then I just was going up from there. So I never really paid him much attention. But I think that's what happens in HIIT classes. Like you go, you do something that's high intensity, and then you take like a 30-second rest, and then you go back at it. So I think you might be onto something.
Yeah. I mean, that's always like, you know, again, you know, what I learned, that's always what I try to like do, like, you know what I'm saying? Not only for myself, because it's like, I could only go at a certain pace for so long, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I, you know, like, I remember just being able to jog, you know, at my fittest, maybe I went like 20, 25 minutes at a 6.5, like a light jog, and without ever having to slow down, I feel like, oh my God, I'm out of breath or whatever. Like, to me, that was impressive compared to like, I was always like a fat kid, could never fucking, if I ran for 30 seconds, I was huffing and puffing for a long, long, long time. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
What's up, dude?
Well, it sounds like a cardio conversation. conversation. That HIIT workout shit is no joke. Like, if that's what you're talking, I only heard a bit of that, but like, when I started losing weight, gyms were closed. All I did was HIIT workouts for like 2 or 3 months. Like it burns serious fat. Like it does burn serious fat.
You should have seen Eric if you would have came in here 2 or 3 minutes ago and saw him. The way that dude, you know,
oh, dude, crazy. Live from the gym. Look at this, camouflage. Oh man, we love it, dude. Camouflage is my favorite exercise. They're my favorite exercise. Oh hey, we got a guest.
And what's up? Meet Yesenia, my girlfriend.
Hey,
Yesenia. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I've seen you on the group a bit, but I think this is the first time. You weren't at Skullfest, were you?
No,
yeah, I didn't think I met AIF.
We got to get you to a con. We got to get you back. I know you've been to a couple, but we got to get you back, homie.
I know.
No, she's like, listen to all that nerd shit. Like, leave that to him. I'm good.
But listen, I'll be bringing my wife. You know, other people bring their wives. It'd be, you know, it'd be cool to get to know each other. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Sometimes I could just be socially awkward.
No, that's fair. Hey, that's half of us. How you think we feel?
Yeah. You know you're going to a convention like for nerd shit, right? Like social awkward.
Like exactly. Like, I think that's a part of the prerequisite. So socially awkward.
Oh, yeah. You've been. I will say though, you've been killing it with the workout stuff yourself. Like I know when you post. Like it's been. Yeah. What kind of stuff do you do, or what way have you been going with it all?
So right now, I'm just doing mostly cardio. But I'm doing cardio at an incline. I'm trying to do like a 12:30 challenge, which is for 30 minutes, be at an incline of 12.
Okay.
It's a challenge that my daughter is also doing.
Yeah.
That actually assists with like losing more pounds quicker and stuff like that. I mean, it's hard. I've been at an 8 incline. I'm just working myself up because I'm not my daughter, but
yeah.
Before I couldn't even do like, let's say, a 6.5 incline, so I definitely progressed.
That's dope though. Congratulations, and that's hard work. That's not easy.
Definitely not.
Yeah, guys, like she's definitely like on her fitness journey and stuff like that. She's come a long way and stuff like that. Like so, like a lot of us, we didn't start with this. Like a lot of us have to work at it and stuff like that. In the last year, she's lost like 100 pounds and stuff like that. Like, so like since we've met, like, and Special K, Kieran, He's doing a, he's got a test to be a personal
trainer,
Up to that dude. I know he's going to ace that. And
definitely.
By the time we talk next week, by the time this podcast is published, he's going to be a certified personal trainer.
No doubt.
It sure is.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, like, she's come a long way, and I know you guys have been like checking out the photos since we met, like, just kind of see like where we started from and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And it's just, it feels great to kind of, to know, like, man, you started here, you make progression. Progression is the name of the game, right? Like, once you kind of see
absolutely
progression happening, it kind of keeps you motivated, keeps you interested, and you know. And also to the benefit of Brett. Right before going live, me and her were talking about like just one of our friends dealing with health challenges, health issues also. And you know, and just how everybody's like on a journey just to be to be as healthy as possible, man. Like we all deal with challenges, we're all, you know, in our families, hereditary challenges, stuff like that. None of us are spring chickens except for you, Andy.
if I'm supposed to be a spring chicken, man, it must get way worse from here. Like, I'm sure it's not
20 years, we'll talk, and then you'll be like, yeah, dude, I know what you were saying 20 years ago.
I know. I feel the progress thing, though, because, like I've been, I know I've talked a bit in the last couple episodes about how I've upped my calories slightly lately, not in a surplus. I'm still in a deficit, but like a very mild deficit at this point, just because I want to focus on trying to build a little bit more muscle because I've been cutting for ages. But, and I've been feeling really fucky about that. Like, I know, Jose, you and me, we, how many conversations have we had at this stage about me and my calories? Like, it's been, but I've been seeing, like this past week, I've been seeing a lot of, like, I feel like I've seen more muscle growth in the last like 6 weeks than I had in like the previous like 4 or 5 months. You know, like I checked my back the other day. I was like very happy with how it's coming out. It's a good feeling, but that incline shit kills. Cause I've only started that, right? I've been doing, I've just been doing treadmill, like just running. Cause I love that. But Kieran put me onto it recently. I've been doing it in 5 minutes, put it at a high fucking incline. Just go, you know, just walk. It kills me. Like 5 minutes in, I'm like dead, right? Did you lose 100 pounds in a year? Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Like in this last year?
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, so.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the showing consistency, like, and stuff like that, right?
100
like,
pounds,
you know, hitting the gym, dieting, like, stuff like that. Like, it all makes a difference, man. Yeah. It all makes a fucking
difference. Holy shit. That's
like, yeah.
Yes, you do.
100
pounds that I gained once I got into a relationship with him.
Relationships are bad for food. They are bad.
Dating weight is a real thing. It's a real thing. Is a real thing.
I mean, Eric recently shared like progress photos, and you could just see from a couple of years ago, like dude, it was like, man, like you. The fucking difference is like, it's crazy, but it's just like, right. The years, the time like goes by, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like Eric's been married a long time. So we've been in a relationship a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like shit just happens. Like sometimes your health is not your number one priority.
It's not, especially when you have kids, you know what I mean? Like, and I can only speak from that sense. Hold on 1 second. Cause I got a guy vacuuming by me, Noel vacuuming by me. But that's my man. Hey, hold on real quick. I'm going to get him on real quick. Say what's up to the people. That's one of the guys. He's like a trainer, but he works at the gym too. Like, so he does cleaning and stuff too. But yeah, man, like you have kids, man. That puts a priority to different. You got careers you're trying to follow, right? Like that does different things for you. So you start to focus and shift your attention towards those things. And, you know, you give that your all, and then by the time you get home, you ain't got nothing left for nothing else. You're tired, or at least we make the excuse that we're tired, right? Like we're not managing our time properly is what it boils down to, if we're being honest with ourselves. But yeah, man, like that tends to be what it is, and other things take hold, or you know, hanging out because you're new to the dating. You know what I mean?
That's definitely he loves happy hour. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. I'm glad every Friday.
He said counting calories is freedom. It is true.
Yeah. Heavy, man. Heavy.
I'm bringing a protein shake, and that's it, because I'm going to say
Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, you're right. Like, I mean, all the happy hours and the hanging out and going to the movies and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, eating is breaking bread over a meal is always a relaxing time. You know what I'm saying? So it happens, you know, it happens.
But that's why counting calories is freedom, because like if you sit there realistically, say you go on a date with someone or you guys go out for a meal or whatever you do, and you go over, like you can, like your calories really apply weekly. You know what I mean? It's easier to break them down day by day, but in terms of weight loss, your body doesn't separate it like that. You know what I mean? It does it over a week. So if you feel you went over, you know, the day before, always take a little bit out of the next couple of days, you know, so you're not fucking yourself over.
Right. Yep.
You can retract like that. Like that shit helps a lot. Like, because you can still live your life within reason as long as you're careful doing that shit. Because you have to live as well. Like, you can't be so fucking up your own arse. Like, do you know what I mean? With this shit that you're never going to go out for a drink. You're never going to. Yeah, I nearly went down that at one stage.
That's not living, bro.
Yeah. Me and Kieran both talked about this, like the no cheat meals thing for a while and all. Like, we did not need to do that. We just wanted to punish ourselves. So.
You will realize, so listen, I'm always a big proponent of, like, when you're just starting, like, give yourself a fucking month. Like, commit. But once you're in that groove, like, right? Yeah. Like, once you've kind of proven that you can kind of, you're doing this, you can stick to it, this is, like, what your lifestyle kind of is now. Listen, a day, two, even 3 days, you know, a week we've talked about in the past. You could kind of, like, you could play with it. It's having that mentality that you're not going to go back to, like, that old lifestyle, those old habits, those bad habits that you're like, I'm giving up. Like, this is what it is. Like, nah. Like, nah. Like, listen, you have to live. You want that drink habit. You know, go to a social event and have some drinks and eat something. You know, like, again, BotCon this weekend. Like, you know what I'm saying? We had a great time.
I'm so fucking jealous.
Yeah, yo,
so,
I mean, Ireland. So I'm like, man, I fucking got you across the pond at that time.
Ireland must be nice.
That's fucking awesome because I got to meet him and his man Kieran, and like.
Yeah.
And now we're talking basically almost daily, doing something like this almost on a weekly basis. On some random weekend in May in fucking Maryland.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, life is crazy, right? Like, life is crazy.
life is fucking good like that. It is. And I'll tell you, it's like, I'm so jealous of all you guys with BotCon. Like, it's become a running joke with me and Kieran, remember in the gym. We're like we got to get shredded for BotCon, boys. Because everyone keeps talking. But it's become a thing now because, like, I wish I was over with you guys because it's like, look, I only met all the Realm crew once, like, which was at Bobby's, and it's like just how fucking welcoming everybody was, like how much of a good time it was. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like I've said before, I was kind of nervous because like, everybody knew each other, right? This is like, for God knows, the unteamed fucking Skullfest.
But I'm sure Friday helped out though, because like Friday, you know, I had the pleasure of being there on Friday as well after hanging out with the guys and gals at Pinkerton's crib. But like I had that luxury of coming over, and it was so many different people who weren't necessarily inside the RAM proper, quote unquote. Now, of course, there were some people that was there, but like you had that luxury. You kind of got a pregame, a pre-warm up to what like RAM life was like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, all
that's the best thing, because like let's say on a Friday night, like when like the main event isn't going on, right? That's the best fucking time. Like I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we're going to Chris's and we're chilling, like, and like, I'm like, yo, this is the fucking, to me, that's the main event. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm chilling with my peoples and stuff like that. When we go to Bobby's, like an event like Skullfate, like, it's great, but it's big and there's so many people. You only get so much with fucking certain types, with certain people.
That's true.
You got to say what's
up. It's never really enough time. You're right.
Yeah, like, it's time management to the fullest extent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, but when you're able to do it on a Friday night or you're able to chill on a Sunday or whatever, like, and you're able to spend like that extra time with people, that's when you're able to be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you just get a little bit more like in those instances. Yeah. I always feel like those are the best times. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, but you know what's crazy though, Jose? Like, this is my first Skullfest, so I don't have much to compare it to, but like, it was seemed super chill this year. on Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, it was really.
Yeah.
Sure. I think everybody was just kind of excited to see each other in that setting again. And, like, I didn't see much, you know, nobody got wild. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got blitzed to the point to where they couldn't walk and keys had to be taken because, you know, I've heard stories. But, it was great.
It was chill, man. And it was exactly what was needed, like, after, you know, a couple of years, like, on lockdown and shit like that, you know, like, it was just you know, whenever we're able to get together, it's a good time. This weekend, you know, and again, Andy's like, man, I feel bad I can't be there. But dude, like, trust me, there's a lot of people that are like that. Like, listen, I can't come through. It's not convenient. It's, you know, school starting, you know, everybody, you know, people got kids or whatever. I mean, you're on another continent, bro.
I'm coming back, though, like, for sure. Like, I'm going to make, like, I have no doubt, like, it's going to be a thing trying to get there. You know what I mean? I've got to make it over for like I'd love to go over to like a Skull Fest again. Like I really want to make it to like a BotCon or something. Like I wouldn't go for like a big con, like something mid-size where I can fucking see people.
Just fly over for a weekend and you can sleep on my couch. It's
like you're more than welcome to come
to New York. Listen, I may take you up on that someday. You're going to regret saying that now.
Just come and sleep on the couch, dude.
Yeah, okay. Future BotCon, man. BotCon 2023. That's the one. I'll be on the couch for that.
We're trying to like say like, hey, man, it doesn't have to take a big event, right? Like, a lot of us that are in the tri-state area, like, it's very easy for us to like hook up as long as we try to plan it ahead of time. You know, for you guys, you know, like I'm sure like it's got to be worth it, right? You guys are spending airfare, you know, it's gonna be a hotel. Where, you know, so again, hotel, if you're coming to an event in New York, just stay with us. Don't even worry about hotel. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could say, I'll save you hundreds of dollars. It's there.
But let me tell you, it's funny. If I came back, I don't even feel like it has to like be like a big event. Like I'd time it probably around like a BotCon or a Skullfest or something like that. But like, I'm kind of like, I like chilling, you know what I mean? Like, I like just like the best crack. It's funny, like, so I spent like the guts of 3 or 4 days with Bobby, right? Because he was showing me around. Obviously, I was in his house, he welcomed me into his home, Skullfest, all that stuff. But the best fucking conversations I had with him were like after Skullfest, just sitting in his car when he should be around.
Sitting down, chilling.
Washington, because it's like that's the kind of shit I like doing, you know what I mean? Like, I love that kind of stuff. I will say, I'm admiring that dip form, man. You keep that up. That's good shit.
Thanks. Oh, man, it's infinite right now.
Look at that legwork.
Listen, yeah. I don't do no crazy shit like that. Like I'm always say like KISS, right? KISS.
Keep it simple, stupid.
You know, I do the tried and true methods of, you know, you do your push-ups, you do your squats, you do your fucking, you know, like. What else can you do? Like your crunches. What else is like a super basic exercise?
Burpees. You ever known burpees?
I hate them too. But anything that gets the heart rate up, right? Like anything works as long as it gets your heart rate up.
Eric, I got a question for you. The way you were moving your feet there, is that for balance or is that just habit or what was that about?
No, that's just extra work down there. So, you know, every now and then, like between my set of three, I'll throw that in there just for some extra work. That's all.
Man, but that's like, normally, that's how you fucking Godzilla, man. That's how you got the quads like swinging on mixer around all the time. Fuck.
No, man. Like I, you know, most of the times I'm seated like this, and I'm down like that, and that's it.
Yeah,
and I knocked out 10.
Getting deep.
Hard repping. Look at him go. My life from the gym. Life from the gym. This is a privilege. It's a privilege to see this man work. Look at him go.
We're seeing it live. And people, like, listen, we're an audio podcast, so people can't see what we're seeing right now, but it's glorious.
I talked about making use of your time, right? Like, I knew. So I got the lunch late, got a late start, but I knew I wanted to record with y'all. So I'm like, cool, let me just hit the gym now. And, you know, I hop in and there we go. You know what I'm saying? Perfect. Making use of my time.
Dude, it's perfect. Because it's essentially bouncing off like what we're seeing you do like right now. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's kind of crazy to see.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we're there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the beauty of the video, the audio. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look, we're literally like right there with you.
Absolutely.
Next
time I make it over to the States and if Special K comes with me, like, we have to train together. Like, if we're in a car, if anyone else from Health and Fitness is there, anyone wants to join in, like I can't wait for that. That's gonna be
listen. Me and Jose definitely gonna get a workout in.
I told
Pinkerton, I was like, good, Bill, grab your gym clothes.
Yeah,
you know, because Saturday morning I'm gonna try to get down there about 7:30, depending on how crazy of a night it is for everybody else, but.
Ah,
I'm gonna try to get down there 7:30.
We're there. First thing, earlier than that. 5 a.m. We're there.
No, I do six though. I do six.
Listen, we do the Ric Flair, bro. We fucking party all fucking night, and then we're the first ones in the fucking gym in the morning. Like, we get it fucking done. Just get it done.
And then in the basketball world, we call that the Kobe. Yeah, I'll go out and hang out with you, but in the morning, you coming to hang out with me.
No doubt.
So how have you guys both been doing this week? How are the goals doing? Jose, what are the scales like this week?
Yeah, I'll let you go, Jose. I'll touch it up after that.
Oh man, what? Well, me surprisingly, like, so the goal was 193 by projections, but listen, I've had a couple of challenging weekends and stuff like that. We gotta hold ourselves accountable, right? Like, like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not gonna bullshit and be like, yeah, I'm doing everything I can and I'm still 200 pounds. Like, you know, like, nah, man. Like, listen, sometimes the weekend comes, I go hard every fucking week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, put in that work. Then the weekend, I don't have that structure of like, hey, I'm going to work, I got my break, I'm going to fucking put in an hour and a half at the gym, and then all the extra stuff that goes along with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to relax on the weekends, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
I think that's the fat boy in me that still kind of calls out. That's like, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, relax, like, chill, right? Because we're, as we say, as I said, I'm not competing, right? Like, I'm not in a competition with anybody or whatever. So, like, listen, I'm accountable to myself. And I could realize that if I slip for a couple of days and I didn't meet my goals, well, listen, I could point to why, right? It's because I fucking drank that soda or ate that burger that with extra cheese or whatever fucking on the weekend. Just as an example. You know, for me, it's honestly, it's Chinese food. Chinese food, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's my vibe
on that rice.
Sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, but dude, still doing good. Like, honestly, like 199 fucking this morning when I checked the scale. So I'm like, all right, as long as I'm under 200 pounds, I feel like I'm winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only, I said 193. So what's that? 7 pounds, like, light from my goal? Like, listen, I leave tomorrow. I could fucking work out right after we finish this podcast. I could just fucking kill it in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Do a couple of sessions in the morning, and I'll probably be like 195. Like, honestly, by BotCon. By the time
It's also all about what you're putting in there today, too. Yeah. Like, what you're fueling with.
You know, so, that but too. Listen, guys, I feel fucking good. I feel like I look good, feel good. So I'm proud, man. I'm proud. Like, the counting the calories thing, that MyPlate app that you put me on to eat, like, you know what I'm saying? Since I started using it, fucking a blessing. My man Andy with the counting calories is freedom. Yep. It's fucking true, man. Yep.
It's
like
a big fan.
Like, I keep thinking like that. I love the fucking phrase, man. Yep. I love the phrase because it's like, it's honestly, it's true. Like, right? Like, listen, if you went in a little extra today, maybe you wanted to have a slice of pizza or the Chinese food, or you drank a soda or whatever, or you had a few drinks with your peoples. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, put in the fucking work every day. Do what you got to do. And it's not a total slide off, right? It's not a total slide off. Like, it's almost like, hey, like, you know, reward yourself, right? Like, treat yourself.
Yep.
as they say, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You don't do it all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, listen, like, we know when we put in the work, like, we're grinding, like, we're all fucking grinding. So if you feel like you need that, hey, that treat yourself, man. And mentally, I feel like I've needed it a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So mm-hmm. I've done it. And, you know, so, you know, 5-6 pounds off of my goal. Like, hey, whatever, man. I'm going down. I'm chilling with you guys. Like, it's all good. I'm not fucking 250 fucking pounds like I used to be. Like, just sloppy. Like, right? Like,
well, dude, so, listen, you'll hit it. Good. You'll hit it. Yeah, like, it's, like I said, like 7 pounds, dude. 7 pounds is real. It seems like a lot, but it's fuck all. You know what I mean? Like, if I've learned that from cotton is like... Like, you listen, you'll do it. You'll do it. You know what I mean? Once you get back from BotCon, just go out of that shit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Next goal. Like, next goal. My accountability buddy is going to be like, all right, you know what are we doing? What's the next goal? Like, like that's what we do. And now we're going to have personal trainer Special K.
Yeah, man, come on, bro.
It's calories from the other day. Yeah, he's got the formulas for all that shit. And I was because, like, I've been, like I said, I didn't have cheat meals for a while a few months ago, and like I've been having them again lately. And like, I get nervous of it, do you know what I mean? Because like, I've upped my calories slightly, and like, I'm just scared, like, any bit of fat, I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yes,
what's going on?
How the fuck did I just mention you and you walking?
Oh, it's like magic, baby. What can I say?
We're talking about your magic formula, your fucking maintenance calorie.
Oh, my magic calorie formula. Look, man, it's basic science. I'm just saying. I was just walking home from work and I was like, fuck it. I'll just join on. Why not?
Come on, man. Exactly.
Yeah.
He was live. Eric was live from the gym, Kieran. You should have seen his dinner.
Yeah, I thought I just seen a squat rack in the background there for a second. Yeah. I was like, what?
Mid workout.
Okay.
He was killing it on cardio. Like, as soon as I started recording, I'm like, let me just start recording because we had a good conversation going. And then, you know, killing on the cardio, and then we see him just doing his routine. I'm like, man, that's amazing, right? Because we could just bounce off, like, what we see him doing, like, right there. Dude, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm tired, man. I'm just ready for tomorrow, man. I'm, like, half nervous, half pumped up and confident.
It's going to be a busy day, man. It's going to be busy as hell.
You got this, bro. You got this.
I know. I got this, man. Right? I got this.
You know you have it, right?
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, you're one of the most, like, I'm saying, like, dude, you're one of the most fucking dedicated people I've ever met.
Oh, man. That's the piece I need, man. That'll get me through tomorrow. Thanks, baby.
Nah, dude, you'll do it
no,
for sure.
No faking it till you're making it here. Like, dude, like, in high school, like, trust me, I was that dude that was studying 10 minutes before the test, like, on the bus as I was going to school. Like, if I applied myself, I could have been, like, maybe, like, a low-level Tony Stark type guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking borderline fucking, like, who knows, prodigy. I didn't apply myself like that. Like, I would bullshit, right? Like, study 10 minutes before the test and I'm fucking getting a 90. Like, so what does that fucking tell me? Like, shit, if I would have put in an hour, 2 hours, right, 3 hours of study,
got the 100,
I actually
man.
Did my homework. Like, yeah, like, god damn, like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. You got this, bro. You got it. You know you got this.
Yeah, man, I'll get through it. It's only gonna be a quick hour, man. It's literally just practical tomorrow, so I'm just doing a fitness group instruction, then doing a whole workout routine. But I'm hoping I just get it over and done with straight away first, because I don't want to be like the last guy. I don't want to be waiting for ages. That's worse. That's terrible. You know. That's
yeah. How do you feel in those type of situations? Like, are you, like, just based off life experiences? Have you ever felt like you were like a test taker? Like when you're under pressure, right? And you got to answer questions and you're under a time limit. How were you in those type of situations?
Well, I'll put it this way, man. Anytime like me and Andy would have PE, I'd be the guy that's like hiding in the bathroom away from PE class. I'll put it that way.
I hate like, the PE, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, man.
Like, dude. I wasn't ready for PE like when I was in school, middle school, high school. Like, we had to do, I wasn't ready. I was the fucking, like, I was just a nerd into my comic books and shit, right? Like, it wasn't into, like, again, adulthood where I was like, oh, this shit matters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, and even like when me and my brother were training for pro wrestling, it was like, listen, we were good at what we were specifically training at, right? The pro wrestling, but the fucking the aspect of having to be in the gym and your training and nutrition, like that was like foreign language at the time. We just want to fucking get in the ring and wrestle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're having fun. Like, we weren't thinking about all the other aspects of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's great, right? Like, that comes with wisdom as you age.
Yeah, but you just, like, you kind of just tend to grow out of it after a while, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like kid bullshit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You just have to like step out of your comfort zone and just hop into the fire pretty much.
Yeah. Well, when we were in school, like fucking like PE class, like Ireland has this big, like, it is a big like football culture, like a soccer culture. You guys call it soccer, and like it's football. Like,
is
yeah,
it
yeah.
Football where you guys are at?
Yeah, nah, we got a GAA.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. That's it, man. Yeah.
I have not heard that one. Bro. Like soccer or football? Like which one? FUT, right? Like
nah. That's not that. Like, these young lads, like, and they play for the GAA, right? It's this organization that runs all this stuff, and like, it's super important to our culture and stuff. But like, fuck me. Like, some of the kids who play are obnoxious as fuck.
Oh, like, dude, if you're not part of squad, man, you ain't shit to them. Yeah, Simple as. That's how it goes,
like,
man.
Yeah, like, me and him would, like, sit in the corner while they played football, like, talking about Halo, like, because that was, like, the shit back then.
Bro, Halo 4's coming out, man. It's going to be so good. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah.
All the steps in the chat for that, man. Yeah.
We're all the same, bro. We're all the same. Different parts of the world, but we're all the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's mad. It's fucking, yeah, dude. It's crazy because we're all so into this shit now. But like back then, I would do fucking anything to avoid PE. I'd do any, like, yeah.
I couldn't do a push up to save my life, bro. No. Like, you know, like, it was not like, and it's crazy because I think about it now, right? I'm like, shit, I was like, yo, if I would have been doing this as like a teenager or whatever, and just kind of always like made this a part of my life, like I'm like, holy shit, like imagine, right? Like I've seen other people like that are like that. It's always been a part of their lives and stuff like that. I'm like, listen, I'm grateful that I do it now, like, you know, and I feel good. But I'm like, shit, man, I'm making up for a lot of lost time, or at least I'm trying to. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, if I would have been doing this since 18, 19, 20.
Look, that's perfectly fine, man. Me and Andy think the same way, honestly.
All the side benefits. You know? All the side benefits. Dude, you guys are young. You guys, no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know, but we're seeing kids in the gym now. Those kids are like going in with like 15 and 16, man. When we were 15, 16, we were just like eating shit, walking around, like wearing beanies and leather jackets, being the edgy kids, going, oh man, Arctic Monkeys and shit like that.
You guys are in your early 20s. Like, so
yeah, we're fixing it now, man. Yeah,
So you're looking at the past, like, oh man, the fucking past 5, 6, 7 years, could have been doing this. The past 25, fucking 30 years, I could have been like this.
Look, man, it's never too late. That's the motto. It's never too late.
Yeah, exactly.
But dude, let me fucking tell you the biggest thing, right? No, Kieran will speak to this, right? So when I got right. When you get in the gym, every young fella, you're always like, oh man, bitches, I'm gonna get so much attention. I'm gonna get no, but hear me out. So it's true. Yeah. You do get more attention. We've talked about, like, me and Kieran have talked about little things, the way people address you, the way
they look at you.
Yes.
A bit more respect towards you, really. That's kind of what starts happening.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, even it's little things. Like, it's not like people spit on you before, but it's like you go to buy a coffee and you get little smiles off people. You get little looks. And then especially, it's funny, with men as well. Like, I feel like it's stupid, but you get more respect. I don't know how else to put it. You get more respect.
Fucking great, dude.
It's funny. The thing I think you've got to remember with this shit, because like, it's, look, man, it's a great thing to have confidence. Like, there's days I can wake up. I was someone who honestly believed like I would reach the end of my life without probably ever feeling confident myself. Like, I genuinely believed that. No, but I believed it wholeheartedly. Whereas now, like, I can get up 9 days out of 10 and be like, I'm fucking sexy. Like, I'd fuck me, you know what I mean? But it's also like, I think at the end of the day, look, that stuff is great, right? Everybody loves attention. But at the same time, it's like, you really got to do this for you and no one else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't. True. And I think what really helped me when I started all this last year was just being in the mindset of like, it's like, it's about me. Like, I'm taking steps for me. This is something I'm doing for myself. I feel better. And it's funny. I'm at a point in my life, and this is not a flex. I'm not making myself out to be a specimen here at all, because I'm coming from rock when it comes to this kind of thing. But I'm at a point where I'm getting more attention from women than like I've ever gotten in my life, right? You're the same, Kieran. I'm sure you're probably the same, Jose. And it's like, I have never cared less.
Yeah.
I say it in a positive way. Not that I don't feel.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man.
Yeah, not that I don't appreciate it, but it's like,
bro, I just want to eat food. Give me some good takeaway, man. Give me a good dinner, bro. I'm fine. Dude, you know?
It's like before, when I was depressed and when I was fat and all those things, like, I would put my self-worth in what someone thought of me. And in if that girl turned me down, or I couldn't get that number, or that date did or didn't go.
Yeah, well. And it ruins you for like a couple weeks or something. You're just down.
Yeah. It's not fucking healthy. And look, everybody falls into those tendencies. Everybody catches the feelings, but it's like, you have to get to a point in your life where you don't need something to go well. You want it to go well. You don't want to put all your eggs in the basket. And that's fucking funny, because like last week, I want to make it clear, when I brought up that nerd shit, like when I was talking about that, dude, I love this stuff. It is one of the healthiest things in my life, this hobby I have, this love I have for things like Star Wars. And like, I'm sitting here fiddling with it. It's like what I just said. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Your happiness shouldn't depend on Marvel Legends or fucking shit going well with this girl or whatever it is. Like, happiness needs to come from a variety of places. Right. You can't pin it on everything, because if it does that, you're just setting yourself up to fail. And it's not an easy thing to do. Like, you have to keep reminding yourself, holding yourself, tipping yourself. Or like, dude, I was the least confident fucker in the world, and I did it. If I can fucking do it, anyone can do it. And Kieran, like, I can't speak for you, Jose, but you were the fucking same. Like, we're similar in that way, man. We catch the feels. We talk about this shit a lot.
You guys talk about feels? Oh, man. That's a road. That goes somewhere. Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that I want to go on, to be honest with you. But, like,
I don't blame you.
You've got to get to a point in your life where, like, these things are adding to your life, but your life is not dependent on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I say that as someone who used to, the reason it matters to me to say that is, like, I was depressed. I didn't have any friends. I was wasting my college years, and I'd come home every day and bury myself in fucking Star Wars. Not because I like Star Wars and it's a healthy fucking outlet, which is what it is for me now, but because I knew there was shit wrong in my life, and it was much fucking easier to just lose myself in that. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, and that's the thing. Like, that's what I love about the realm, is everybody is super friendly and welcoming, and it's just this great community of fuckers, like, who just like the same shit. And it's just, be as into this shit as you want. Like, I'm literally, this is the fourth podcast we've done. Every single time I've sat down with you, my table has been covered in Transformers. You just got to make sure it's not all you have in your life. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's it. I don't know. That shit's important to me.
Great words of wisdom. Like, no, honestly, because, like, listen, speaking as somebody like quite literally twice your age, basically, I feel like you're hitting that shit right on the mark, right? Like, and especially at a point where you are at your life. And there's certain people that will never realize that. There's people that will realize that even earlier in life, right? Like, just make yourself happy. Sometimes I see people and I'm like, you know, like my nieces, my nephews, like, they do shit. And I'm like, in this age of social media, and I'm like, man, they're so expressive. They're so outgoing. And you have this outlet, like, or whatever. Like, maybe if I had that, like, maybe things would have turned out differently. You don't get caught up in the what ifs, like, right? Yep. But just in the fact that you're able to kind of talk about it, realize it, and be like, man, you have to kind of concentrate on the things that make you happy. Like, you have to concentrate on the things that make you happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, but we all sometimes kind of like don't realize what true happiness is, like, until we reach certain points in life. Like, right? Like, for some people, it could be money. For some people, it's their family. For some people, it's their work or whatever they're doing. Like, you know, right? Yeah. Everybody's happiness is different. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what makes us all unique in that way. You know, for you, and dude, you've been so fucking like, you know, especially on the last episode, I felt like that we did this, that we got together. Like, just with the tale that you were telling, like, you were so giving of your experience and stuff like that. And to anybody that's listening, it's like, shit, man, take something from that. Like, hopefully, you know, and maybe you find something, a kindred spirit or whatever, like, and continuing to share like your experiences, dude. Like, you guys have like a wisdom at a young age that I feel like, and I sometimes hate when people discount, like, oh, these people are young, they don't fucking know what they're talking about or whatever. Like, nah, like, dude, we're the same. Like, we're the fucking same. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same experiences, different parts of the world, same feelings, different point in time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's all kind of, it's relatable. It's all fucking relatable. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so to hear you share and fucking, and be able to articulate that. And then, hey, this is why we do this, right? We could just kind of break it down and be like, hey, this is what you're feeling, or this is what it is. This is how I felt like at this point in time. Like, and then hopefully anybody listening takes something from it. And maybe if they're going through something, could come out of it and get a different point of view, right? Like, I think that's just the best thing out of what we're all doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, I think that's the reason why, like, all of us just post a load of stuff on Instagram as well, especially like long speeches and all that too, because we're trying to get somebody to connect to it. You know, if we can get one person to like go, okay, I gotta like sort out my shit, you know, that's a win.
And listen, that's how I kind of see it, right? Like, because in the past, like, honestly, I'm like, listen, you know, the posting every day, sometimes I don't want to do it, right? Like, like in the ROC health and wellness group, like, I'm more like an Instagram guy. I'm not like too much of a Facebook guy.
So, yeah, me too, personally. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm posting my stories on Instagram, but not too much on the Facebook. But even like, I've gotten to that point where I'm like, man, listen, if I post every day, or if I put a post every day, like, I've personally heard from people, like, again, people rarely ever tell you to your face, but people were like, oh, why is this guy posting so much? Why are they doing this? Why
Yeah, people that? Hate it for some reason, man. And they hate it. I don't know what it is.
You got the haters or whatever, right? And then you hear that, and it's like, that's discouraging, right? But then there's always that one person that's like, shit, like the way, like, I get from you guys, right? Like Andy would make a post, and it was like, man, that fucking, like I said on the last podcast, that day, I didn't feel like doing shit. But because I saw him make a post, I'm going to get my workout in.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
And if one person fucking finds inspiration from what you post or whatever, like, and they're able to do what they got to do to improve themselves, it's fucking worth it. It's worth it. No matter
so look,
what.
Like, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jose. And not to cut you off, but to cut you off. I'm glad you mentioned that, man, because those are the same people that when they see you, it's like, oh my God, you look so different. Oh my God, dude, like, you're killing it and blah, 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 blah. But secretly, you know, like, some of them are the same people that's like, oh, this guy's posting every day. Why he need to post, and why he got his shirt off and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. But like, you know, like, the haters are going to hate, dude. Like, the real people who want to change are going to use that as motivation. And listen, like, I can find motivation in anything, dude. Like, in anything, because that's just my personality, but not everybody will. And that's okay. Be who you are and allow other people to be who they are. And if you think people are posting just to show off, then so what? Like, let them do it. And if that's the case, then they'll get whatever they are getting from posting. Yeah. But at the same token, if, you know, worry about you. Maybe they're not posting just to show off. Maybe it's exactly what we've been saying for weeks. If we can just help one other person while holding ourselves accountable, because at the end of the day, it holds me accountable, and it keeps a running tally and a diary for me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, then so be it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I totally agree. Like, I totally agree. Like, because again, think about it, right? Billions of fucking people out there. You're going to have fucking people, this dude's an asshole. Oh, no, this dude is great, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it can't please everybody.
It is what it is, right? Like, so as Andy said, like, find your happiness in your daily life. Like, you know what I'm saying? If that makes you happy, then do it. If posting on your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever the fuck it is, if it makes you happy, then fucking do it. You're going to have the haters. They're going to fucking talk their shit. You're going to have the people that are going to be like, yo, keep doing what you're fucking doing. And to me, it's always a net positive that if anybody sees that and is like, oh, I'm going to find motivation in that, or I'm going to get my workout in because of that, or I'm going to eat a little bit better because of that. It's a fucking positive whether you know it or not, whether you know it or not. Right. Because you're
let me ask you to add on to that. Let me ask you, how many of you guys have been hit off to the side by people saying, dude, I saw your post. Yes. Man, what are you doing different? Like, what can I be doing different? Like, how many of y'all have gotten DMs, text messages?
The real life shit.
All the time, man. All the time.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, you can't let it stop you. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do for you. And if it helps somebody else in the process, that's a win-win.
Have you guys dealt with that? Like, have you guys gotten hate over putting shit up?
Come on, bro.
So, I mean, it's a great point to bring up, right? Like, because usually, like, it's never gonna be directly, bro. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are rarely so real that they're ever gonna tell you to your face, like, why do you post so much? Like, you're posting every day. Like, that's annoying or whatever.
No, right? But have you heard like shit in the wind?
No, but I've heard. No, because listen, so. Where
it ain't just a herd. Hold on. I don't even think it's just a herd. I was about to go there for a second. People, I'm sure, have gone directly to Jose and have said, "What's up with such and such?" or "What's up with this?" or "This, that, and the other." Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, don't even get me down that path.
Never with you or anybody else. I'm just talking personally.
Right. No, in general, I'm sure.
People like let's say like within the workplace. I'm talking like that because I've heard that because. So listen, so I have my circle, right? And people you know and whatever. But like, listen, the job is like anything else, right? There's the scuttlebutt and people are always fucking talking about this, that. Yeah. Oh, I saw this person with this one. Or I saw the... Right? Mm-hmm. There's always that. So my girl, though, like that's the thing, is that I work in one department and my girl works in another. But we both work in the same place, essentially, right? So... there's people that talk to her, you know what I'm saying? And she tells me the scuttlebutt, like, like, why is I've seen Jose's post and why does he post this? And he posts every day and da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay, so that's a hater. Listen, I don't take too much stock in that, but you just hear it. You just fucking hear it. Like, you know, especially if people, and listen, there's so many times I get DMs and I'm like, yo, you look great. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You never really get that like hate or whatever, but sometimes you could hear it. And sometimes you hear it. Me, I have the benefit that I have a partner that works in the same place that I work that runs in different circles. So like sometimes you just hear shit. And I've heard a couple of things from a couple of different people where it's like, why has he got to be posting this or this and that? But it's usually from somebody that wants to be doing something. It's not doing what they probably should.
Exactly.
Not taking the steps to improve their life like we all are or whatever. So that's where the hate comes from. Like,
it's just an insecurity. That's what it is, man.
It's insecurity. Yeah. Listen, I'm always like, listen, the hate, the love, I always appreciate the love.
Yeah.
But you always got to know that there's going to be hate too. And listen,
absolutely.
Whatever. If that's anybody's outlet, whatever, right? That's on them because you guys have a unique perspective. But I understand, right? Freedom land, right? Everybody fucking here has the right to feel how they feel, has the right to fucking speak how they speak or whatever, like within reason. And that's great. And I totally respect that. But the people that are negative or whatever, like, I don't need you. I'm going to shut you out.
Yeah.
It's so to me, I think the perfect analogy, and I heard this one somewhere, but I feel like social media, right? Whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, whatever, that's like you have your personal space, right? Anybody that's hating that might be kind of on the outside, that's like somebody that's screaming outside your window, like saying whatever they're saying, right? And I have the fucking right to close my fucking window so I don't have to hear you at the end of the day, right? Yeah. So all that negativity or whatever, like, listen, it might come back to me, it might not. I'll still fucking appreciate your opinion for whatever it is. You feel the way you feel, however you feel. But I know personally that where I'm coming from is genuine. I just want everybody to fucking to live, to be happy. You know, as long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else, live the fucking way you want to live. Love who you fucking want to love. Like, you know what I'm saying? And be as happy as you could fucking be in this life, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. None of us.
Absolutely. Let me clarify. Like, I wasn't trying to imply for the listeners that, you know, people in our particular health and wellness group are going back to Jose about anybody in our group. So I'm not implying that. But Jose has such a cool demeanor. He's such a lovable guy. And he's easy to talk to, that it's easy for a person to try to come and say to a person like that, you know what I'm saying? And he'll shut it down. True. But you know what I mean? Like, he's
no dude.
It's very easy.
It's very easy. And listen, we deal with it in our circles. Like, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. There's always a lot of scuttlebutt. Maybe not in reference to the fitness stuff, like in general, but just other bullshit. Like, you know, there's tons of bullshit that comes along with everything that we got going on here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We've been dealing with this a long time. We're building community a long time. There's a lot of fucking ups and downs. And to me, more ups than downs, because if there was more downs than ups, I wouldn't fucking be here. Yep, I'd be like, peace out, and I'd be making my wares elsewhere.
But thankfully, like, honestly, we have, like, our group is, like, our health and wellness group isn't super large to where we can, you know, because be through that. And honestly, like, not everybody's going to be interested in health and wellness. You know what I mean?
Well, Andy, I think, brought it up before, like, was saying, like, okay, the positives of what we're doing and how we could relate this to our nerd culture, right? Like, generally speaking, you're a nerd, you're into any sort of this, you're into any of this sort of pop culture, like, you're seen, I know the old stereotype was that you're living in your mom's basement, fat guy, like, whatever. That's not us. For a lot of us, that's not our reality, right?
But so absolutely,
we have to break the mold. Break the mold of that stereotype, right? Like, listen, like, a lot of us, and I think so much more nowadays than before, right? That was the perception. But now it's like, it's cool to be a geek. If you were a geek and you're smart, and now you're at a point in your life that you're probably making money, you're like, you know what I'm saying? You're a successful adult and you could indulge your hobby way easier than you could as if you fucking were just like, hey, like a bargain basement like fan, so to speak. And I'm not to discount those people or whatever, like, it's all good. Whatever your reality is, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think, like, people say nerd, and there was a certain stereotype to that, where nowadays I feel like, absolutely, no. Like, the nerds fucking really rule the world nowadays in that
Yeah, man. Most nerds are, like, hard lifters, man. I don't know what happened.
We're all in the gym. We're working
it's
out.
It's awesome, bro. I love it, man. It's great.
Yeah. I love fucking with that, right, like, stereotype of it, though, because
me too, man.
I kind of was. The reason I always talk about, like, or I've made a point a few times of bringing up the whole healthy hobbies thing is because, like, I was very close to being that basement dwelling nerd. Like, had I kept going another couple of years, you know what I mean? Yeah. I would have probably been that. And so now that I'm at a point where, like, I'm a gym guy, like, I fucking love, like, if I'm at, like, say I'm at a party or something and I'm chatting to people and they're like, oh, you know, you're into lifting, what else are you into? I'm like, yeah, I love hot toys. You know
what I mean?
But dude, it's acceptable, though. Like, no, if somebody's in, like, if somebody's in your circle, they might know what you're talking about. Like, talk to the casual, they might not know. But, like, listen, if you're, like, in the realm, or, like, if you're in, like, our sort of community, Yeah. You say that, they're going to, I'm into Hot Toys, I'm into Kotobukiya, I'm into Sideshow Collectibles. They're going to kind of have an idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, dude, I say it to randoms. Like, that's what's funny about it. Yeah.
You got, that's trouble, bro. That's trouble. Yeah. Don't bring that up
at all. Down at, like, or we've made or mate Jack, right? Jack who's in the health and fitness. We'll be down to his house, and, like, they throw big fucking parties down there. Like, that's why we live down here, so we don't have to deal with the mess. And, you know what I mean? But we go down and we get chatting to some people, and we're like mogging and just being fucking asses, and then like we fucking spent like do you remember there won't be a whatever if we don't stop the banish, Kieran? Do you remember that? Yeah, so like any guys play Halo?
There's a line
in the new game Infinite where Master Chief goes, "There won't be a home if we don't stop the banish." I don't know how, but it became this joke with me and Kieran to just insert anything unless we stop the banish. Like, man, there won't be any drinks if we don't stop the banish. We would get like chatting to girls and get them to the point to say they give me their snap or something, and then I'd be like, there won't be any snap if we don't stop the banish. Then me and him just start bursting out laughing, and just like, it's just stupid shit like that. Do you remember that back in? Do you remember we put Cad Bane on back in the party in March?
Oh, dude, that was awesome.
2 months ago, yeah. There was like 40 people in this house, right? And we were, Kieran had just tapped out, and I tapped out a bit too. And Kieran just taps me. He's like, come on, man, we're going in the sitting room and watch Cad Bane. And just in the middle of the party on this projector, we just had Cad Bane at the end of both. We were just watching that shit for like 20 minutes. We had a great time. Like, but listen, it's not about mogging or being an ass. It's just like, I just don't give a fuck what people think. Like, fake until you make it, man. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What are the social situations like for you guys out there? Like, so, like, I'm sure you probably have a circle of friends or whatever. Like, how is it like when you're going and hanging out? Like, do you have a lot of geek buddies where you're able to share this kind of thing with?
Not really, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's kind of just me and Andy, actually, when I think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much me and Kieran. When it comes to the geek stuff, it's me and Kieran.
Now, you kind of get your classic, I'm like, oh, Marvel, Disney fans, you know, like mainstream sort of thing. But like when it comes to the hard stuff, nah, man, it's just me and Andy.
We can't discuss fucking Superman number 112 panel. Fucking... like, nah, we can't get that deep or whatever. Yeah, so listen, man. So again, you guys are younger. Me and Eric have been in this a little bit longer. You know, and this is what you find on the internet, right? Like with these groups and these communities, like, oh my God, I'm not a fucking lone. We're a continent away from each other, enjoying the same experiences and stuff like that. Like, and like, unfortunately, sometimes that is what it is, right? Like, but if you're able to find like-minded people that are into the same things that you're into, like, it's always great to be able to share that. But I'm always interested, like, if you're able to do that in real life, like the people that you're hanging with, chilling with. Because listen, I can't do that really at work either, right? There's a couple of people that like kind of know that I'm a geek, and they're like, ah, he's into whatever, Marvel or Transformers, but it's very little. Like, I would want to say, like, in my professional life, if there's 2% of people in my professional life that know that what I'm into, that's a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and listen, it ain't no thing. I could go and hang out, and at the bar we could chill, and we don't have to have that discussion. They'll never, and they, if they ever found that out about me, they'll be like, holy shit, like, wow, like, that's great, cool, like, whatever. Over here, it ain't no thing. So right. I'm always just interested to hear like how it is, like if you're able to have those kind of discussions, do people look down on it in those type of situations when you're hanging out, or is it just like, oh, okay, that's just something that they're into, like, that's fine.
You know, they like, do with toys, I find, still like fucking look, Marvel, Star Wars, all that shit, like everyone did that these days, you know what I mean? Like, you can
say, well, yeah, because they got movies,
they'll watch a movie and it's fun, right? Yeah. You could enjoy it that way.
Transformers is the one people tend not to get, because if they remember it at all, it's like the Michael Bay movies.
It's the Bayverse.
I'm like, no, I don't like that. That's not what I like. And then I get triggered. Then I get fucking triggered and I go on a rant about the Bayverse, you know, to some fucking rando who doesn't know shit. Yeah. But like, I know this is a little off kilter, but like, the only reason I asked, like, about how you guys got hate was just because, like, seeing the shit both of you guys post, like, there was never even when I first joined the group, like there was never a bit of me that was like, these fuckers are showing off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly progress. It's clearly holding yourselves accountable. Like the fact that anyone could look at the shit you guys post, like Eric, like the transformation you've made and literally showing day by day that you're holding yourself to it, or Jose, like the inspirational shit you're always sharing. Like, I don't see how someone could get something fucking negative out of that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, you have to surround yourself with, I'm lucky in that it's like, that's not something I've dealt with, because like outside of health and fitness, I don't post much generally like a fitness stuff. I've posted a little bit more lately, like a couple of days ago I did and stuff, but like it's just like, I don't know, man, like just let people be people, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
fuck those people. Yeah, you just gotta deal with it, man.
Post. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck them, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's what I say, man, fuck them. You hate me?
I was one of those people who used to hate that shit. That's why it annoys me, because I remember like my brother, he was into fitness a long time before me, and he would show me like, you know, I don't know, just some mug and stuff, Ziz or something like that. And like, I remember like, I would be like, oh, that's obnoxious. No, but I'd be like, that's obnoxious. That's, you know, he's just showing off. He's,
that's legendary.
I never believed any of those things. Like it was because like you resent what you don't have. So you resent what you don't have if you know you could have it. You know,
yeah, it's like it's just insecurity, man. You know,
yeah.
But you know what helped? What definitely helped? Well, a few things. One, like my wife is a great motivator, and she's also really big about like pumping her family up, because she just does that very well with her kids. You know, my kids, obviously, and then you know myself. Like, she really is my cheerleader, my best cheerleader. I couldn't have asked for one better. But like, when it comes down to the toy stuff, people would say, like, man, like, he collect toys. She said, yeah, but it's better than selling crack on a Friday night. Or, you know what I mean? Hanging out in the club. Yeah. You know what I'm
hanging
saying?
Hanging out in like, the strip club. Yeah, every week. Yeah, like, not loving his family. Like,
you know, exactly. But like, you know, he's home every night. He's taking care of the family. We never want for anything. And it is what it is. You know what I mean? So like, hearing that constantly and getting more comfortable with, you know, being an outward collector and not just an inward collector, I think translated very well into working out. You know, I played football back in the day. I did karate, and you know, that stuff was all cool, but I was never a popular kid. You know what I'm saying? And like, now to have the confidence that I have now, I think definitely came from just being confident about being a nerd. You know what I mean? And you can be a nerd about anything. So now I'm just a nerd about toys and fitness.
Yeah. You know,
it's fucking weird how like society like it let you be a nerd about one thing and not the other. And look, I get on the surface why being, you know, by being a nerd about fitness is like better per se than being a nerd about like,
because that's sexy. Like, that's sexy.
Yeah, because it's sexy. But it's like, I don't know. Like, it's like you can be a nerd about fucking Game of Thrones and people are down for it, but you can be a nerd about Transformers and it's like, that's fucking stupid. And it's like,
well, because it's
Thrones was stupid 20 years ago as well. You know what I mean?
Right. Dude, but you know, man, all it is that people just think like their judgments on what you should be doing with your time. It's like, that's a waste of time. You can be doing this and doing that, but it's like, dude, what are you doing with your time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
And I appreciate what you just said, Andy, like about like you don't feel like the post from me or Eric or whatever feel like it's like showboating. Definitely. Like, right. Like, that's always up to the individual. Right. But I always feel like with stuff like that, you could tell, right? Like, you could kind of tell what people's intentions are. My intention, and I'll get personal, a little bit, you know what I'm saying, about behind the scenes stuff, even like with BTM and stuff like that, or even like doing this podcast. And like, you know, I'm on ETR on Mondays. Like, listen, like, I'm never coming from that position that I'm like, hey, I'm trying to be a superstar, like, I'm trying to do this or do that. Like, no. Like,
it's
listen,
not even in your personality.
I'm looking for less spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking for fucking, like, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, to me, like, if you're able to kind of see that from my post, like, that it's genuinely coming from, like, hey, like, I did this. It's motivation. It's fucking motivation that, hey, like, if I did this, and it's a very personal thing for me. I'm pushing you, Andy. I'm pushing you, Kieran. I'm pushing you, Eric. I'm pushing Joe in the group. I'm pushing Gregory in the group. I'm not pushing the fucking world. I'm pushing a very select few individuals, because I know when I see your posts, you're pushing fucking me to do what I gotta do.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely.
It's a personal thing for me. It's not like I'm showing off for the world. And hey, if anybody else that's just ancillary on the outside that I might not even know or hear about or whatever, get something from it, great.
Yep.
And again, sometimes you can hear the hate, don't care about it. Honestly, any negativity, like, listen, there's always going to be that. I'm all about the positivity. Anybody that's getting any positivity from the posting, from whatever, like, that's where I'm coming from. Like, that's all it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? And listen, I could post more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be posting more. I feel like the once a day, like, hey, I got my workout in, I'm going to take a picture, I'll post it. Like, you know, like, and even sometimes I'm like, man, like, let me leave this shit alone for months and let me fucking show, like, hey, I was here on this day and now 3 months later I'm here. But then I feel like I might be letting somebody down, right? Because there might be, it might be you, Eric, it might be you, Andy, it might be you, Karen, that might need that motivation what you need to do. And if I post it and you got the motivation, then great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's you guys,
people should be lucky if my phone died today. So my phone died. Y'all get a break today. By the time y'all hear this, y'all gonna know why I didn't post on Wednesday or last week.
Listen, we got the video proof while we were recording this. We saw it all. Yeah,
exactly.
Even though everybody listening won't see it, but trust me, we saw
it's all right. Yeah, hey, listen, the people that needed to see it got it.
You know, and honestly, man, like, that's what it's about. Like, to me personally, it's not about being a superstar. It's not about
the
followers, this and that. Like, listen, social media, it's a, what do they call it? A dopamine response, right? Like, you get the likes.
Dopamine drip. Yeah.
Whatever. You're checking. Like, that is a good feeling. I'm not discounting that. I'm not, honestly. Mm-hmm. But we're not making money from social media. We're not influencers. Right. We're just regular people living our lives day to day, and we're just trying to improve ourselves, and hopefully whatever we're doing is helping other people. So that, to me, that's
absolutely,
that's the reason for posting, like, in a way, like you said, Eric, you hold yourself accountable, right? Because, like, to me, I'm like, man, if I'm posting it, I'm putting it out there. I can't fucking say I'm doing this and then 3 months later I'm worse or I'm in the same place, because then what the fuck am I doing? Like, right? Yep. Like, so in a way, and listen, this is just the world, right? Like, it's social media. You get your memories. It comes up like every day, like what you posted a year ago, right? What you posted 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's almost like it's an online diary in a way, where people used to just kind of write in their notebook, and people still do that. But the internet is another way of diary posting, of accountability. You know, sometimes people just use that as their outlet to do whatever they could do to improve in their lives, right? So listen, I look at those memories, I'm getting memories now from like a year ago, and I'm like, oh, I posted this story a year ago, I made this post a year ago, I was this weight a year ago, oh, I'm the same, I might be a few pounds above, a few pounds less. That to me is like, okay, I need to fucking get on it. I need to improve. I need to do this. I need to do that. It's not for anybody else. It's for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and again, if anybody else gets something out of it, then that's great. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
Well, hey guys, I gotta bounce. I'm sorry. I'm getting ready to do my football draft.
No, do your thing. No, I know we're wrapping this up for the. I know the Ireland guys is kind of late too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we can start putting a button on this. Eric, thank you for joining, and thank you.
Thanks for having
motivation
me.
And seeing your workouts and stuff like that. Like, you're killing it, bro. Can't wait. You getting into BotCon tomorrow?
I'll be Friday morning. Like, probably, well, not Friday morning, Friday afternoon, probably like 2 o'clock, because I'm leaving at like 4 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, and driving down. It's about 8 hours, 7.5.
All right, no problem.
Well, so you'll see them vlogs coming on the sunset, man. You'll see them vlogs.
But when this goes live, the weekend will be over, and I'm sure we've all had a great time. But safe travels, phenomenal, dude, and I can't wait to see you this weekend, man. We'll
bro,
definitely have a great time.
Yeah. Much love, man. Love you both. Love all three of you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all be
enjoying yourself. Stay safe, brother.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah, get on.
Peace.
All right. All right, so yeah, guys. I mean, Kieran. I mean, good luck on your test tomorrow. By the time this gets published, you're gonna be a certified personal trainer.
Man, you're damn right, Jose. You're damn right, man.
Listen, we manifest this shit, right? Nothing
exactly, but man. Yeah, gotta put those good vibes.
Nothing but good vibes. Nothing but positivity. Fuck the negativity. And listen, in anything we're doing, like. Andy, like, you've come such a long way, like both you guys. I've seen your pictures too, like the way you've seen mine. I've seen your pictures too. And like I say, every time we do this, it's great inspiration. You know what I'm saying? So like, just know that if it's not for anybody else, you push fucking me to keep doing what I gotta do, like to get better. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we live life one day at a time. Mm-hmm. We could stumble, we could whatever. But we know where we came from, like, right. And we're not trying to go back. So, you know,
yeah, we just keep going.
It's a lifestyle. We're doing what we got to do day by day. And, as always, I just, appreciate, the push and the friendship and what you guys are doing to live a better life. And it pushes me to live a better life, man. So thank you guys.
Right back to you, man.
Yeah. Always appreciate it. So good luck on your test tomorrow. You're gonna kill that shit, bro.
Thanks,
and let's get together next week and we'll all be celebrating with drinks in hand, even though we can't be together, but drinks in hand.
Yeah. And a celebrating big way.
And let's all fucking eat a pizza that day too. Because
we already have fucking plans next fucking
So what do you before we wrap up, what do you guys got planned? Because honestly, like, I don't give a fuck if it's like 1 a.m. like over here or like 3 p.m. I might still be working or whatever. Listen, I'll carve out some time. Whenever you guys are partying and celebrating or whatever, I'll make sure I'm doing the same thing. At the same time with you guys.
So I want to that's cool.
Even if it's in the middle of my work day, I don't give a fuck. I got that kind of leeway.
party in the bathroom, man. It's cool.
I'll take some shots. I got my own fridge in my office and shit. I'll take a couple of shots and shit like that. It's all good. Nobody will know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Love you and appreciate you guys. Before we wrap up for the evening, just let the people listening out there know where they can find you on social media. Special K, I'll start with you, brother.
All right. You can find me at Kieran O'Mahony 117 on Instagram.
Bang. Ah, short and sweet. There you go. Andy.
You can find me I'm active in the realm of collectors, realm health and fitness. Anybody there, you know, you see me, you have any questions, any of that shit, you know, feel free to get into me. And if you're a thick goth lady, you know what I mean? You got the
hair. Wait a minute. Now we can't wrap up. You said thick. You said you like a thick.
Ooh. Man, gym thick, you know what I mean?
All I'm saying is
I'm a bit down on Marvel, but She-Hulk has awakened some shit.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
Man, you're always talking about She-Hulk, man.
Look, man,
it's a lifestyle, right? She-Hulk.
Yo, a fetish I never even knew I had. You know?
Dude, that CGI fucks with me because it's like I've never
CGI fucks me.
I've never found bad CGI.
Jesus.
CGI,
like,
she's hot, bro. She's hot. I don't blame you. I heard she got an OnlyFans. Marvel's taking this to the next level. OnlyFans, She-Hulk fucking account.
You shit.
Really? I didn't see that one. I seen the Tinder one. I didn't see that one.
They're doing shit like that. Like, it's crazy.
Damn, bro.
Look, man, all I know is she was born on one night stands and dates in this fucking show. I was like, where can I get in on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if she's CGI, like, just let me in, like, I'll fucking.
Appreciate it. We'll get together very soon. We'll have another discussion. Appreciate you guys. And until then, all right, everybody listening. Appreciate you. Take care. Stay safe. And peace out. We'll be back soon with a new episode. So.